It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramel here in Granite Falls tonight for a Camden Conference volleyball matchup between the Lacapao Valley Eagles and the Yellow Medicine East Sting. The Eagles are looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-3, and Yellow Medicine East, they've already played 7 matches this season, where the Eagles have only played 3, so the Sting, they're 1-6 on the season. So probably a pretty good evenly matched volleyball match here tonight in Granite Falls. Before we start talking about the varsity, I want to mention what just happened here a few minutes ago in the junior varsity volleyball match between Yellow Medicine East and Lacapao Valley. I usually don't pay attention too much, to be honest with you, to what's going on in JV, because I'm busy setting the radio equipment up, trying to get ready for the varsity match. But what a JV match. The gym was just rocking here in Granite Falls. Lacapao Valley, they were down by 12 points in the first set. Down by 12. I think it was, could have been 14. It was 16-2 at one point. And Lacapao Valley came back in set one and beat YME 26-24. And I believe it was Lily Fernholz. Fernholz doing the serving at the end of that match. Did a tremendous job to get the Eagles the win there from the service line. That was a tremendous set one for JV. Then set two went extra points too. YME won it 27-25. And then Lacapao Valley took the third set, 15-13. Just a wild and crazy junior varsity volleyball match. It was a lot of fun to watch. A lot of cheering going on by both the cheering sections here. And I'm looking for that in the varsity match here tonight as well. As I mentioned, two evenly matched teams. Yellow Medicine East, we'll start with them. Their season, as I mentioned, they're 1-6. They did play in the Cottonwood or Lakeview tournament this past Saturday, and they went 1-3. They beat Edgerton 2-0. Then they lost to ACGC 0-2, and they lost to New London Spicer in the Cottonwood tournament there 0-2. And so they've also, you know, in the beginning of the season, they played some pretty good teams. Westbrook Walnut Grove. They did win a set over Westbrook Walnut Grove. WWG is 6-1 on the season. New London Spicer's 9-4, so they've played some really quality teams there. And they're looking to beat the Eagles here tonight. For Lacapao Valley, as I mentioned, this is only their third match of the season. They opened up at home against Clinton Graceville Beardsley and lost 3-0. And then they went to Benson and lost to the Braves 1-3. And then the other night, last week, they went up to Hancock and lost to Hancock 3-1. So another road game. They've been on the road 3 games in a row here now before they go back home. This Thursday, they'll host Tracy Milroy Ballaton. Let's take a look at other game matches here tonight in the Camden Conference. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they're on the road. The Blackjacks are also looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-5. They're in Renville County West to take on the Jaguars tonight. And the Jaguars are 1-2. Here's probably one of the premier volleyball matches in the state tonight, and it's happening in the Camden Conference. State-ranked Camby, ranked 6th in Class A, taking on McRae. The McRae Wolverines of Brielle Jansen and Tyne, they are ranked 9th in Class A. So Canby and McRae going head-to-head tonight in Canby. We'll catch you up to date on that score. Ortonville is at Lakeview tonight. One set already played there in Lakeview. And Lakeview beat the Trojans 22-17. Mineota Vikings are at home. They're the number one ranked team in the state. They are hosting Central Minnesota Christian. And Tracy Milroy Ballatin, they're hosting KMS tonight. That's in the Camden Conference. In the West Central area, or West Central Conference, Montevideo is on the road to West Central area. And we'll keep you up to date on all of those matchups tonight here on Q92. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Lacapaw Valley Eagles. Some of the starters here tonight and getting a lot of playing time will be Peyton Sachs, number one. Peyton is a defensive specialist, 5'4" junior. The setter, and she's a good one and a young one, a ninth grader, Maya Sawatsky. Maya wears number two. Number 16, an eighth grader. That's right, the only eighth grader on the roster for Lacapaw Valley. And a relative of mine, Ashton Shelstead, defensive specialist. Number six, Marley Ludvigson. Ludvigson's a right side hitter, 5'4" junior. Number eight is Abby Amlin, an outside hitter, 5'11" senior. And Abby's a good one. Hard to believe Amlin is a senior this year. And I'm going to give a shout out to Abby's aunt, Barb, from Somerset, Wisconsin. She's listening to the volleyball broadcast tonight. Thanks for listening, Barb, all the way from Somerset, Wisconsin. Sophie Lee gets the start. She wears number nine. She's a right side hitter, 5'10 sophomore. Callie Kahn is a middle blocker, 5'11 senior. Faith Meyer, a middle blocker, 5'9 sophomore. And number four, Maya Mortensen, a defensive specialist and a freshman. Those are your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. The Eagles head coach is first-year head coach Amber Lee. And the assistant coaches are Morgan Stark, Morgan Jager, and Lydia Nash. And we want to thank Tony Arata for sponsoring the State Farm Insurance lineups all season long here on Q92. Tell you what, we'll take a couple-minute break. This wraps up our Subway pregame show. And when we come back, we'll have the LMS and East Sting starters here. And first serve between Lacapaw Valley and Yellow Medicine East after a word for our fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Botham Dawson, Tech Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, The Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, The Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Yellow Medicine East High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The national anthem has been played. The introductions by the public address announcer introducing the non-starters for Lacapaul Valley and the starters. Now she's introducing the Yellow Medicine East Sting. And kind of a cool thing. I've never seen this before in the student body section for Yellow Medicine East. It's garbage apparel night. That's right. The Yellow Medicine East students have black, huge garbage bags over them. And I've never seen that. It's usually neon night or hunter camouflage night, but never garbage bag night. That's unusual. As I mentioned, the JV game, Lock of Pearl Valley won 2-1, and all sets were very thrilling to watch. It was a lot of fun, that's for sure. And Eagles looking for their first win, as I mentioned. They are 0-3 on the season. The Sting are 1-6. And here's your starters for Yellow Medicine East. Didn't get through them in the Subway pregame show. Ella Charbonnet is a setter. Bailey Sneller, Courtney Peterson, Lexi Stengel, Abby Bones, gray uniforms. Acapulco Valley in their bright red. They're right below me here. I'm broadcasting high above the gym floor on one end of the floor. I should mention this is the gym that I started my broadcasting career in. Back in 1992, I sat on the opposite side here. My very first broadcast was Acapulco Valley boys basketball taking on Granite Falls at the time. It wasn't named Yellow Medicine. It was Granite Falls. And that was my very first broadcast back in 1992. And every time I come to this gym, I think of that moment, how nervous I was. I mean, I was more than nervous. And wanted to make sure I didn't know how to hook up the equipment very well, but I got connected to the radio station, and I broadcast my first sporting event. That was a lot of fun, so that's a good memory that I always have here when I walk into the Yellow Medicine East Sting Gymnasium. All right, here's the first serve, and we are underway. And serving for Acapulco Valley is Peyton Sachs. The Sting returned it, and nobody in the middle there for the Eagles. So the Sting jump out to a 1-0 lead. Here's number 7, Lexi Stengel, into number 4, that's Mortensen. Now a big hit at the front of the net there by Callie Kahn. Swatsky, Kahn throws it in the corner. We got a whistle. And a net violation on the Sting, and we're tied up 1-1. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to Acapulco Valley and Yellow Medicine East Volleyball tonight. Number 6 serving, Marley Ludvigson, gets it high over the net. Return it back is Peterson. Here's a drive there by Sneller. She's an outstanding athlete for Yellow Medicine East, and it goes out of bounds, and that's a point for Acapulco Valley. The Eagles lead 2-1. Ludvigson serves again into the libero player, that's Charbonnet, and hitting it back, Mortensen saves it. Now here's a drive from the outside there by Callie Kahn. Number 11, or Carson Whitnable, excuse me, Whitnable. Here's Whitnable from the outside, and she hit it too long, out of bounds. Point Sting. Got a lot of young girls here for the Eagles, an 8th grader, a 9th grader. Mortensen is a 9th grader as well. In the back row, Peyton Sachs. She's a junior. The Sting set it over. Sawatsky tried to push it over, and if she pushed it out of bounds instead of setting it, Maya Sawatsky, one of the best setters in the Camden Conference, 5'7", just a 9th grader, had a lot of varsity experience last year on the volleyball team, as well as the softball team, outstanding pitcher. And there's an ace serve for Yellow Medicine East, Bailey Mortensen. Mortensen with an ace serve, and the Sting have a 2-point lead, 4-2, on Acapulco Valley here in set number 1. Number 12, Bailey Mortensen, outstanding basketball player, athlete here at YME. And she is just a sophomore. And she's played a lot of varsity experience at all the sports that she plays. And as the volley continues, play at the net. And with the kill, there's Abby Bones, another sophomore for the Sting. Abby Bones picks up her first kill, and it's a 5-2 lead for the Sting. Serving is Mortensen in the Sawatsky. Oh, that was number 6. Eagles can't return it. Ludvigson and Mortensen tried to hit it from right below me here. She had a long ways to hit it over the net and could not. And it's the biggest lead of the night right now, 4-6-2 Sting. Mortensen continues to serve into Peyton Sachs, and the Eagles get it over the net. Sting return it quickly. Sachs in the back row bumps it up to Ludvigsen. Here's a drive by Kahn. Sting can't play it. Point lock to Paul Valley. Nice set there by Marley Ludvigsen. Number 15, Faith Meyer comes in. Faith is a sophomore, as I mentioned, a very young Lacapal Valley team. Kahn is serving below me, and Callie gets it over to net. Sting set it up to the pass, it up to the front net, and a drive and a kill there by Elena Olmick. She's 5'11 and a senior outside hitter for Yellow Medicine East. 7-3 is your score. Still can't get over the JV match in Acapulco Valley and Wyoming. I mean, that was one of the exciting JV matches. What a comeback in that first set for Acapulco Valley. It was unbelievable. 7-3 here and hit out of bounds at 7-4. Sting really have a nice two big jumbotrons in here. Electronic scoreboard, I should say. Video board, more than electronic, video board. And down below me here is number 11, Carson Whitnabel. 16. And here's the run jump serve, and it goes deep in the back row, and they can't handle it. That's Shelstead. Ashton Shelstead, an eighth grader, with the ace serve for Lacapal Valley. How would you like to be in eighth grade and play varsity? And Shelstead gets it over to net. The libero player, Chevrolet, passes up to the net. Eagle side, Sawatsky setting up a drive and a kill there by Abby Amlin. Abby Amlin gets her first kill. Nice set all the way across the court by Maya Sawatsky. Great set by Sawatsky, and Amlin hammered it. 7-6. Serve there by Shelstead. It's too long, out of bounds. And that's a point for the Sting. 8-6 is the score. Sting lead here in set one. Just underway, and a nice crowd here in Granite Falls tonight. Sawatsky sets up Amlin from the outside. Abby gets it over the net. Back to the Sting. There's a drive. Big hit there by Olmick. And it is a point for the Sting. Bailey Sneller has the volleyball. Gets the whistle from the referee on the ladder. And she does a run jump serve. And it's good. It's an ace serve for Bailey Sneller. Great pitcher, softball pitcher. I know I named her player of the game, the Neon Needles player of the game, I think, a couple times in her young career. Here's a 10-6 match, and that one is in. It hits the line. Another ace serve. Wow, by Sneller. Those are close. That one actually hit the line. And Amber Lee, the head coach, talking to some of the Eagles on the floor. You got to go after those. And that one is out. Good decision there by Shelstead. Last second decision there by the eighth grader, Shelstead, and a point for Lacapal Valley. It's 11-7. Sawatsky looks over to Coach Amber Lee. Where should I serve this? And Sawatsky does her run jump serve, and it is a beaut. It goes over the net and up to the net, Mortensen. Here's Sawatsky. He's going to set from the outside to Whitnabel, and it's good. Or Amlin. Abby Amlin, excuse me. That was Abby Amlin from the outside. Abby, 5'11", and she can jump. Hey, 11-8. Can the Eagles come back here? Go on a bit of a run. They're down 11-8. Sawatsky with a hard serve in the corner. It goes to Sneller. Passes up. Shelstead bumps it up to Sawatsky, and a drive by Meyer. Back over to the Sting side. Mortensen dives for it and saves it. What a play there by Maya Mortensen. Here's Olmick from the outside, and she scores. Her third kill, Elena Olmick. It's 12-8. Yellow Medicine East. And substitute rotation time here for the Sting. 12-8, set one. Sting serving. Olmec serves the ball out of bounds, long. Point for the Eagles. Back in for La Caparo Valley is Callie Conch. She'll be at the net. Meyer comes out, or Faith Meyer. Amlin at the net as well. Here's Mortensen with the serve. Goes into Sneller. Passes up to the setter, number seven. And Elena Olmec hits it long out of bounds. The setter there, Stengel, a senior, set it a little too hard there. And it's just a two-point lead now for the Sting. Mortensen back in there to Chevronay. Sting get it back over to net. Shellstead passes over to Amlin, and Amlin hits it and scores. Abby Amlin, the hot hand right now for La Caparo Valley, comes in with three kills, and the Eagles can tie it up now, down 12-11. Mortensen, hard service, and a serve for Mortensen, and we're tied 12-12. Maya, a ninth grader. These young girls, 8th and 9th graders, some 10th graders, are playing like they're a 4-year starter senior. 12-12. And I jinxed Mortensen. She hits the ball in the net of service there. And the Sting retake the lead, 13-12. But a good run there for La Caparo Valley. Down by 5 there, and they got back to tie it. Now the Sting will be serving. And a service error there by Bjørndal. Goes into the net. It went over to net, and the Eagles couldn't play it there. So that was a point for the Sting. My apologies. And the serve, an ace serve again by Bjørndal. Her second. A lot of ace serves here for the Sting. 4-5 already. And we're halfway through here of the first set. Mortensen passes up to Sawatsky. Here's Amlin from the outside, and Abby fanned on that one. Hit it into the net. And it's 16-12. YME students in garbage bags tonight. They're wearing black garbage bags. It's garbage bag apparel night. And there's a service there by Hannah Bjørndal. Point La Caparo Valley, 16-13. Sting leading the Eagles. We're in set one. Camden Conference matchup. Can the Eagles pick up their first win tonight? They're 0-3. Amlin comes out. Peyton Sachs back in. Kahn back in for La Caparo Valley. And number one, Peyton Sachs, serves it in the Sneller. Up to the setter. Here's a drive by number 12 from the outside. Mortensen Bailey fanned on it. Point La Caparo Valley. And Peyton Sachs will serve the ball right below me here. I'm right above her. She wears number one. She just stands there and hits the ball. She don't run up to it. And that one goes just over the net. Sting play it and a soft touch. And the Eagles can't play it over the net. Shayla Meyer tried to play it all over the net. Couldn't. And coming in for La Caparo Valley now, back on the court, is Marley Ludvigson. Stengel has the volleyball, serves in the paint, and she bumps it up to Ludvigson, and Kahn with a soft touch. Oh, a nice dig there by the Sting. Push it back over to Mortensen. Sawatsky, and coming up and saving it there was Carson Whitnabel. And, a big hit there by number 10, Abby Bones, and she almost took Maya Swatsky's head off, hit her right in the face. Maya's all right. 18-14 is the score. Sting leading here in set one. La Caparo students to my left here, they're here in numbers tonight as well. And, the Eagles fanned on it. That was Carson Whitten able to get up high enough, and Amber Lee wants a timeout. So we'll take a commercial break with the Sting leading the Eagles 19-14 here in set one. We'll be right back.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Welcome back to Yellow Madison East High School. The timeout is over by Coach Amber Lee, and the Sting have jumped out to a 21-15 lead here in set one, and the Sting are serving. And this is Bailey Mortensen with the serve. She hits it into the net, and that'll give the point for Lockapaw Valley. 21-16. On the court now, Faith Meyer, a sophomore, comes off the bench for Mortensen. Mortensen on the bench now, on the rotation. Here's the serve by Lockapaw Valley's Callie Kahn. It goes over the net. The Sting return it, but the Eagles can't return it. Peyton Sachs. Ball went the wrong way. Mortensen comes back in quickly on the rotation. Maya, ninth grader, she's in the back row with Marley Ludvigson and Peyton Sachs. Those three are in the back row, ready to take the serve from Abby Bones. Here's a serve by Bones, goes into Peyton. Passes the ball up to Sawatsky. Sawatsky throws it over. Nice dig. And now a hit there by number 12. That's Mortensen. Play at the net. And the Sting, the hit. Oh, they hit it. And Sachs passes it up to the front of the net. Meyer throws it over with a little help from Carson Whitnabel. And the Eagles get the points. That was a long volley there. 22-17. Yellow Madison East leading. Abby Amlin back into the game. She's at the net with Faith Meyer and Sawatsky. If the Eagles can go back on a bit of a run here, down 22-17. The serve. The drive at the net, partially blocked. Here's the set there by Marley Ludvigson, and Amlin hits it over. Nice job by Abby. And hitting the ball on the third hit there was Elena Almick, and that was a hit that right into the net. And so that's a point for Lockapaw Valley, 22-18. Eagles down. Played at 25. The serve goes in the libero player, Chevronay. Now Chevronay's got to hit the ball from the back row. She gets it over to net. Here's Sawatsky. Bumps it over on the third hit. Back to the Sting side. The set. Mortensen, a drive and scores. Or that's Almick, excuse me. Elena Almick. Her fifth kill here in set one. It's 23-18, Yellow Medicine East. Ella Chevronay, a senior, has the volleyball. Looks over to her head coach. Here's the serve, and it goes out of bounds. Point Lockapaw Valley. Hope everyone enjoyed the Lockapaw County Fair this past weekend. It was a lot of fun. A lot of people stopped by the Q92 booth and visited and registered for prizes. A lot of fun to talk with everybody. Great job by the Lockapaw County Fair Board. Well, here's a serve by Sawatsky. Over it goes. And the Sting returned. The Eagles return it quickly. Back to the Eagles. Mortensen. Here's Amlin from the outside. Good! Abby Amlin, her fourth kill here in set one. Abby's got some height, as does number 15, Faith Meyer. They're at the net right now. 23-20, the Eagles are down by three. Swatsky hard serve out of bounds. Set point now for the Sting, 24-20. Sting next point, they will win the set. The Eagles down by four. And now the referee, a rotation here for the Sting. In for the Sting is Bailey Mortensen. She's at the net. Serving is number 15, Alea Almick. Set point for the Sting, and it is in. And he served in the back row, and the Sting win it 25-20. 25-20, Sting win it by five. And Almick with an ace serve there to end it. Hit right on the back line, and that was good. So, we'll take about a 3-4 minute break here between sets, and we'll come back with set number two between Lacapaw Valley and Yellow Medicine East right after this.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Lacparl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
Welcome back to Granite Falls, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Yellow Medicine East took the first set from Lacapaw Valley, 25-20. Eagles just couldn't get over the hump there. They cut it to three at one point at the end there. And just too many service errors for the Eagles there. So here we are in set two. The Eagles jump out to a 1-0 lead. Peyton Sachs will serve for Lacapaw Valley. She's the defensive specialist and a junior. And Peyton does a nice job. She's a good athlete. Here's the serve. Goes into number four. That's Peterson. Passed it up, and a big kill there by Abby Bones. And that's her fourth kill of the match. We're tied 1-1. Well, if you've heard, Yellow Medicine East passed a referendum about a month ago, and they're going to build a new school. And I had an opportunity to visit with Tim Knapper, the athletic director. Here, how they're going to build a school, and they're going to kind of connect with the old school, tear some of the old buildings down and build new. It's about a 3-4 year project, I guess, and it's going to be really nice. They're going to keep this gym, but they're going to put new bleachers in, change it up a little bit. So pretty exciting news for Yellow Medicine East students and teachers and staff and in a community here in Granite Falls, Clarkfield. 2-1, Eagles. Oh, what a nice dig by Mortensen. Oh, my, I got all of that. And the ball goes back over. Mortensen sets up a drive and a kill there by Callie Kahn. Callie Kahn with her second kill and a nice set by Marley Ludvigson. Marley Ludvigson with a beautiful set there. And she's serving right now, serves it in the back row. Singh passes it up. Here's a drive from the outside by Olmec. And now Ludvigson sets up Kahn again, and it works again. And another nice set there by Marley Ludvigson, who's only a junior. And it's 4-1 Eagles. How about that? They lead by 3. Can they keep it going? Got a long ways to go to 25 points. Eagles serve it. The set. The drive there by number 10, and it's good. Abby Bones with her fifth kill. 4-2 Eagles. Singh will serve. Abby Bones, 6 foot. Good basketball player. Serves it in to Ludvigson. Sawatsky trying to set up, keep it off the floor, and Kahn will get it over on the third hit for Lacapral Valley. Here's a big hit. Oh, Mortensen does it again! It actually went off Sawatsky, and Mortensen saved it, and she can't save that one. A point for the Sting. Boy, Mortensen is quick. Oh, my goodness, she's quick. She's only listed at 5'1". She's a defensive special libero player. In the back row, and there's a service there by Yellow Mess's East Abby Bones, and the Eagles lead 5-3. Rockefeller Valley serving, and with the volleyball is the senior Callie Kahn. And Kahn gets the ball over into the libero player, Chevernay, and a big hit there by the middle hitter, Hannah Bjorndahl, and that's her second kill. Boy, she smoked that one. And now it's just a one-point lead for Lacapal Valley. Substitutes coming in. Looks like number 15 is in. That's Faith Meyer for the Eagles. Singh serve. Swatsky from the outside. Number 11, Whitnabel. And what are they going to call there? No, it's a point for the Singh. Singh have tied it up 5-5. Not sure why they called it the Singh there. It looked like the points for the Eagles. But Singh are serving. Swatsky setting up a drive from the outside by Whitnabel. Nice play by defensively in the back row by Yellow Medicine East. Here's Meyer from the middle. Oh, a save there. Mortensen again. And now the Eagles hit it out of bounds. Point Singh. Boy, Mortensen and Whitnabel. And now the floor referee is going to run across the court to talk with the referee on the ladder. The referee on the ladder and the floor referee are talking things over here. Now the floor referee coming over to talk with head coach Amber Lee. Oh, one of the Eagles they're going to give a point to the Sting there. Maybe out of rotation or out of... Not a position right on the court. All right, the single serve. Bailey Sneller, the senior, with the volleyball in the Peyton sack. Swatsky the set. Meyer with a drive in the middle of the court. That was Faith Meyer. That could sing. They quickly throw it over. Here's Whitnabel. A drive by Swatsky. It's blocked out of bounds by Olmec. Good drive there by Maya Swatsky. Tell you what. I'm impressed by this very, very young Lacapral volleyball team. At the varsity level, a lot of ninth graders, even an eighth grader, and the eighth grader is serving right now. And that's Ashton Shelstead. She serves it in the back row to Chevernay. And a big drive. And I tell you what, Olmec is just dominating right now. That was her sixth kill of the match. And she's tall. Well, they got her listed at 5'11", but I think she's 6. 7-6, the Sting take the lead now by 1 point. And Olmec serves deep in the back row. It's just out of bounds. Great decision there by Maya Mortensen. Those are those decisions quickly. You got to have help from your teammates. Leave it. You could probably hear that in the background as the Eagles are right below me here. Good communication there between Shelstead, the eighth grader, and Mortensen, the ninth grader. Tied up 7-7. Singh hit it back over. Shelstead bumps it up to Sawatsky. Here's Amlin from the outside, and Abby hit it way too long. Smith had her Wheaties this morning. She smoked that one. Abby, of course, the Miss Madison ambassador. Sat next to Abby in the booth at the fair. And I told her, you going to win Tuesday night? Oh, yeah. Right now it's 8-8, and they're down one set to the Sting. Sting took the first set, if you're just tuning in, 25-20. 8-8, and the Eagles are serving. And this is Maya Mortensen with the run jump serve, and the libero player Chevronet plays it. Here's attacking the net, Sneller, and a nice rolling dig by Shelstead. Oh my, and the Eagles get it over the net. What a play by Shelstead. Mortensen digs it up. Sawatsky play at the net, and getting it over was Kahn. I believe that was Kahn. Yep, it was Tally. And here's a drive, and it goes out of bounds by the Sting. Number 12, Bailey Mortensen. What great defense by the Eagles there in Mortensen, Shelstead, Sawatsky. 9-8, the Eagles have taken the lead. Now it's tied up as Mortensen hits it out of bounds on the serve. 9-9. I mentioned this in the pregame show, two evenly matched teams. Here's a serve by the Sting. This is Lexi single and a service there into the net, and the Eagles retake the lead, 10-9. Peyton Sachs comes back on the court. Carson Whitnable back on the court as well. Amlin out and Shelstead out. Peyton Sachs is going to serve. She has the volleyball. It's a one-point lead for La Caprile Valley here in set two. Set the serve goes way in the back row. Mortensen does it again. Maya's playing outstanding, and the Eagles get the point with Callie Kahn. Callie Kahn with the point, her fourth of the match. Give credit to Mortensen. 11-9. Zach Payton serves. High serve goes in the middle of the floor. Sting played back up. Blocked there by number 9, Sophie Lee. Sophie Lee, number 9, with the block. Oh, and then the Eagles hit it long. 11-10, one-point lead for La Caprile Valley. Number 12, Bailey Mortensen, the sophomore, with the volleyball and ready to serve for the Sting, and the Eagles ready defensively. Goes into Mortensen, up to Kahn. Here's a drive there by Carson Whitnable. Sting return it quickly. Sawatsky hits it over on one hit. Now back to Sawatsky. Here's Whitnable from the outside. Dug up by Chevronet. Blocked by Kahn at the net. Kelly Kahn with a block. Eagles playing much better right now than they did in the first set. They lead by 2, 12-10. You know what? It's a little warm in the gym here. Starting to sweat. Two-point lead, 12-10, La Caprile Valley. Pick up the action here at the net. Kahn again, blocked there by Mortensen. Or Almick with the block. And so a one-point lead for the Eagles, 12-11. You're with us in the first set. Kind of Eagles, they get close to 3 or 4 points. They couldn't tie it up, but the Sting won the first set, 25-20. Back. Here's Sawatsky with the set at the net. Kahn, and it's good. Callie Kahn does it again. Kahn's hot as of late. Mortensen comes out on the rotation, and in is Faith Meyer, a sophomore. Meyer and Sawatsky's the setter now, and Whitnable at the net. Here's the serve by number 12, Callie Kahn, and the Eagles can't return it. Go off. The volleyball goes way into the stands. Way into the stands. During pregame warm-ups, I got a little got my head taken off, but I'm high above the gym floor on one end, and the volleyball just glanced my head. I felt the breeze. Oh, a service there by the Sting. So now the Eagles go up by two. Shelstead's coming in to serve. Ashton, 5'1", eighth grader, with the ball. Mortensen back in as well. 14-12, Lacapaw Valley. Here's a serve by Shelstead. Chevronale played up to the net, and a block! Oh, it's blocked by Meyer and Sawatsky. And now fanning on it is Miami's Bjørndal. What a block there by Meyer and Sawatsky. That was Meyer, excuse me. Faith Meyer. Amlin back in for Lacapaw Valley. She's at the net right now. And here's the play and the drive, and it's good. She went cross court on that one, Elena Almick. And that was her sixth kill. 15-13, two-point lead for Lacapaw Valley. Two-point lead for the Eagles. The Stinger serving, Almick serves the ball into Mortensen. She passes up to Sawatsky, the setter. Here's Abby from the outside. Good! Abby Amlin with her fifth kill of the match. Perfectly set up by Sawatsky. That's the way you do it. That's the way it looks. Draw it up. And it couldn't have been any better than that. Maya Sawatsky. 16-13. Biggest lead by the Eagles, I think. It's three. Sawatsky serves. Gets over the net. And a dig there by Amlin. And Amlin gets up off the floor. She hits it over the net. Nice job by Abby. Oh, and then nobody in the corner there for the Eagles. Off the hit by Bjørndal. 16-14, two-point lead for Lacapaw Valley. Two-point lead for the Eagles. The Sting serving, number 13, Bjørndal. Hits it into the net, point Lacapaw Valley. It's a three-point lead. Getting closer to 25, 17-14. Eagles lead, trying to tie this up. One set apiece as the Sting took the first set, 25-20. Here's Mortensen with a hard serve, just barely cleared the net. Sting hit it back on a third hit, and it's good. From the outside, number 12, Bailey Mortensen, just picked up her third kill of the match. And it's 17-15. Eagles keeping that lead, but can they get to 25 before the Sting do? Here's a serve by the Libera setter, Stengel. And from the outside, Amlin, and oh, she fanned on it. Abby, good try there. That was almost in the middle of the court, really wasn't at the net. Abby just mistimed it. And now the Sting can tie it up. They're down by a point. They serve into Amlin. Sawatsky sets up Kahn from the outside. Dug up by Peterson. Play at the net. Mortensen saves it. Here's Amlin from the outside. A nice dig there by Peterson. The Sting get it over on the third hit. Passing up as Shelstead, and Amlin hits it home. Abby does it again. Back to a two-point lead. The Eagles are not surrendering this lead. They're keeping it to one, two, or 3 points. Peyton Sachs off the bench to serve. 18-16. Two-point lead for Lacapaw Valley. Coach Amber Lee showing Peyton where to serve the ball. Here's the serve by Peyton. Goes deep in the back row. Passed up nicely. And now a drive and a kill. Easy point there for Yellow Medicine East and Abby Bones. 18-17. Coach Lee on the floor talking to her girls. Amber in her first year as head coach of the volleyball team. So the Sting trying to tie it up. Ooh, the floor referee talking to the scores table here. I'm not sure why. That's why the delay. Now the referee coming over to talk with Amber. And floor referee gives the referee on the ladder the thumbs up. Ooh, a substitute coming in for the Eagles. Okay. Marley Ludvigsen back in. So here we go. Big point here for both teams. 18-17 Eagles. Sting, serve it in to Mortensen. Swatsky, back set, and I think it was tipped. Was it tipped? No, it was not. Point, Sting. 18-18. Serving for the Sting. Here we go. Bailey Mortensen, high in the back row. Passed up to the front of the net to Ludvigsen. Driving it over was Tally Khan. And a point for the Sting. They take the lead. Get it in the net. 19-18, and Coach Lee wants a timeout. So we'll take a timeout. We're in set two. 19-18 Sting. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigsen Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigsen of Ludvigsen Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigsen Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
All right, we're back. Coming out of commercial break after the timeout by Coach Amber Lee. They can get another point. They lead by two, 20-18. They took the first set, 25-20. Sting, serve it into Mortensen. Here's the set by Ludvigsen, and a drive and a kill there by number 11, Carson Whitnable. Her second. Nice set by Ludvigsen. Serving now for the Eagles is Marley Ludvigsen. 20-19. Lacaparral Valley down by a point. Ludvigsen's serve just barely crossed the net. The Sting are going to play it from the other side and drive there by number 10, Abby Bones, and they can't return it. That was Khan. Tally gets the point again, and folks, we're tied 20-20. We got a close one here in set two. Ludvigsen serves. This time she goes opposite in the, deep in the corner. Sting passes it up. Saving it with Sachs. Payton. Here's Khan. And blocked at the net. Now play Khan, throws it down again. Oh, Callie Khan. And the Eagles retake the lead after being down. And now they take the lead 21-20. Can the Eagles reach for 25 first? We'll find out. The serve by Peyton Sachs. The drive blocked by Khan again. Here's Almick with a drive. The Eagles play it. Khan goes down. Oh, nice dig in the back row by Schreberne. Peyton Sachs saves it, but Ludvigsen unable to get there. And we're tied 21-21. Exciting time here at Yellow Medicine East High School in Granite Falls right now. 21-21. The crowd's getting loud. Abby Bones with the serve in the Peyton Sachs. Passes up to Sawatsky. Khan in the middle of the four. Gets in! Callie Khan! Eight kills for Callie. Off the bench on the rotation, here comes Faith Meyer at the net with Sawatsky and Whitnable. Khan is serving. 22-21, 1-point lead for Lacaparral Valley. Chevrolet bumps it up to the front of the net for the Sting. Here's a drive. Swatsky sets up Meyer with a drive, and the Sting save it. Chevrolet passes up to Almick. Blocked by Meyer, but it falls at her feet. Tied up again, 22-22. Sting will be serving, 22-22. Here's senior Bailey Sneller. We're in set two. Sneller serves in the back row, and the Eagles can't play it. Marley Ludvigsen tried to pass it up to the net. Point. So that's a point for the Sting, 23-22. And a timeout on the floor by Coach Amber Lee. We'll take a quick break and be back with more volleyball from Granite Falls right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
All right, we're back. 23-22 Sting. Got some other quick updates here. RCW swept the Blackjacks tonight, 3-0. State ranked Camby and state ranked McRae tied up 1-1 apiece. Lakeview leading Ortonville 2-1. And Mineota, a final. Mineota beat Central Minnesota Christian 3-0. Here, the Sting trying to go up 2-0 on the Eagles. Timeout's over, 23-22. Yellow Medicine East leading here in set two by 1 point. Play at the net, and a point for Yellow Medicine East, and now it's set point. 24-22 Sting. Sting took the first set, 25-20. Eagles need to fight here. Down by two. Set point. The serve goes in. Back. Swatsky will get it over on the third hit. Chevronay up to the front of the net it goes. And here's Olmec with a drive. And it hits the antenna. Point Yellow Medicine East. They win it 25-20. And they go up 2-0 on Lacaparo Valley. Well, we'll take about a 3-4 minute break here. We'll come back with set number 3 between the Eagles and the Sting right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical. Like us on Facebook and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
If you're looking for a seed partner that makes choice their number one priority, it's time to make a change for the better with AP Select. With a true passion for farming and a desire to help growers prosper beyond their expectations, AP Select brings excitement, pride, and innovative thinking to the seed industry. You have a choice. Make it count. Visit APselect.com. AP Select. Better by choice.
For all your AgriPartner product needs, contact Ryan Smith Seeds at 320-226-1079. That's 320-226-1079. Ryan Smith Seeds.
We're back here at Yellow Medicine East High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles find themselves down 2-0. Lost the first set, 25-20. Lost the second set, 25-20. And here we are in set three. Peyton Sachs have just served 2 points, and the Eagles lead 2-0. Eagles going to have to win three sets in a row here to win the match. The Stings just need one more. Sacks. Payton serves in the Chevronade. She bumps it up to the center, Stengel, all the way across the court, and it's blocked out of bounds by Kahn. Bailey Mortensen with a hit there for the Stings. 2-1, Eagles. Stengel is serving. Lexi Stengel serves it in to number 11 for the Eagles, and Sawatsky, or Ludvigsen, fell down trying to set the ball, and it went out of bounds, and we're tied 2-2. Once again, other scores in the Camden Conference tonight. RCW swept the Blackjacks, and Minneota, state-ranked Minneota, no trouble with Central Minnesota Christian 3-0. We'll keep an eye on that state-ranked match going on in Camby between Camby and McCray. Eagles lead by a point here, 3-2. And serving for La Caparra Valley is Marley Ludvigsen. Marley's serve is high, goes in the middle of the floor, and Peterson bumps it up to the net, and a big kill there by number 10, Abby Bones. That was her seventh kill. Man, she gets up. She's a tall girl, and she got long arms, long legs, and she can swing it. Yeah, Camby and McCray, they're tied one set apiece in the third set right now. There's an exciting one. We're tied 3-3 here in set three, but the Sting lead 2-0. Nice dig by Payton. Sack. Eagles get it over by Callie Kahn, and now hitting it out of bounds was the Sting's Holmick, and that'll give the Eagles the point and a 4-3 lead. Eagles led most of the second set, but the Sting came back there at the very end and defeated the Eagles 25-20. Serving now for La Caparra Valley, Callie Kahn. Here's Holmick from the outside right at the feet of Payton, and the Sting have tied it up 4-4. Boy, a nice, really good attendance tonight here at Yellow Medicine East. To my left, La Caparra students and parents and fans, and Yellow Medicine East parents there, and the YME students are to my right. And it's garbage bag night tonight. You're supposed to dress as in a garbage bag, and that's what they're doing. Never seen that one before. Sting lead 5-4, and serving for Yellow Miss East is Abby Bones. She's had a tremendous match. Here's the Eagles, Sawatsky, and getting it over Carson Whitnable. And a Sting hit it out of bounds. Nice play by Whitnable, and it's 5-5. Here comes the eighth grader, Shelston, in, and Abby Amlin in. Going to give a shout out to Abby's aunt Barb. Barb's listening from Somerset, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening, Barb. 5-5. Going for an Eagle victory here tonight. Right now, the Eagles have their backs against the wall, two sets to none. Now, play at the net, and they're going to give the point. Who did they call into the net? It might have been the Eagles. It was the Eagles. So they give the point to the Sting, 6-5. 1 point lead for the Sting, and serving is Bailey Sneller. Ooh, Payton, or Shelstead, passes all the way up to Amlin. Abby gets it over on the third hit. Here's Almick down the side. Good. She saw where there was no Eagle. I could see her eyes looking down the side court, and Almick does it again. 7-5, 2 point lead for La Caparra Valley. Sneller, run jump serve for the Sting. Gets it to the right side this time to Whitnable. Mortensen. Amlin hits it high, almost in the back row, but Chevronade decides to play it. Now a drive. Mortensen digs it up. Boy, Maya's playing a good defense in that back row. Play at the net. The Sting side. Here's Almick again. Blocked by Sawatsky. And then Almick hits it out of bounds. What a nice job there by Maya Sawatsky. And Maya's only, ninth grade. 7-6, Eagles down by a point. They lost the first set and the second set by the same score, 25-20 to the Sting. Oh, nice sinker. She's like she's pitching softball there, Sawatsky. Now Maya will set up a back set and it's fanned on there by Sophie Lee. Sophie Lee. 2-point lead for the Sting. Number 15 serving. This is Olmec. Serves into the back row to Amlin. Passes up. And now getting it over Shellstead. Play at the net. Mortensen. Sawatsky's a set to Amlin. Abby uses her left hand. Now they go to the Sting side. Driving it over the net was Mortensen. Bailey. 8-6. 2-point lead. 3-point lead for the Sting. As Bjornell gets the kill. And it's 8-6. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show after the match is over. The Eagles win this one. They have to win the next two. All right, you got some substitute. Meyer comes out. Kahn back in. Cali's played well. The lock of Paul Ballard. 8-7. 1-point lead for the Sting. Here in set three. Mortensen is serving the libero player. She's wearing a white shirt tonight. And she hit the line judge foot out of bounds. Line judge. She didn't even move. Hit her right in the foot. Service error there by Mortensen. So it's 9-7 Sting. 2-point lead for the Sting. Serving to Amlin up to Sawatsky. Driving it over was Lee. And oh, the net violation on Sophie. Point Sting, 10-7. Our next broadcast will come Thursday. I'll be at Dawson Boyd when the Blackjacks are going to... Oh, there's an ace serve by the Sting's number 13. And the Eagles, not playing well right now. 11-7. Next broadcast, Dawson Boyd will be hosting state-ranked and number one-ranked Minnesota Vikings on Thursday. And there's a drive. I think that was Amlin or was it? No, number nine, Sophie Lee. 11-8. Coming off the bench to serve, Peyton Sachs. And looks up at the scoreboard, Peyton does, and finds that they're down 11-8. Here's the serve. Over the Sting side. Here's a third hit there by Sneller. Blocked at the net. And the Sting gets a point. Might have been number 12, Bailey Mortensen. And it's 12-8. Sting, 5 points in a row now. And here's Lexi Stengel serving for Yellow Mess Nice. And she served it in the air. Into the net, excuse me. Yeah, she did serve it into the air. But it hit the net. 12-9. Off the bench to come off to serve here is number 6, Marley Ludvigsen, the junior. There's the whistle from the referee on the ladder. Ludvigsen's serve is high. Goes into Peterson. She passes it up. And another kill for Abby Bones. My goodness. 13-9. 13-9, Sting. I think the Eagles will host TMB. They've been on the road 3 games in a row now, Lockapaw Valley has, and it'll be nice to get back home Thursday against Tracy Milroy Ballaton. Here's Kahn with a drive. Nice dig. But Sting are really playing good defense here in this set. Eagles throwing everything they have at it. Sting sets it up. Here's Stengel, back set. Bailey, Sneller with a drive. Now they're going to go to the other side, and Olmec with a drive. The Eagles keep it up. Mortensen gets it over, or Sawatsky gets it over on the third hit. And the Eagles can't play it. Point Sting. Ludvigsen tried. And it's 14-19. I'm excited for the Yellow Medicine East School District. Going to build a new school. It's going to take about 3 or 4 years. It's bits and pieces connecting it to the old school. They don't have much land around here to really expand much. They're going to keep the football field. So they're going to do some updates on the football field with bleachers and stuff. But it's really exciting. I talked to athletic director Kim Knapper before the match. And, the referendum passed overwhelmingly. So they'll be working on that in the next 3 or 4 years. Right now, the Eagles concerned. They're down 2-0 to the Sting, and they're down 14-10. Here in set three, Callie Kahn, the senior, right below me here, set to serve. Here's a serve by Callie. Goes into the back row. Stengel sets up number 10, guess who? And that's been Abby Bones again with another kill. My goodness. Between Abby Bones and Elena Omick, they got most of the kills here. They got you hear the chant going on here. They're chanting my name. The YME students and then the Lock Paul students. 15-10. And 15-10. Sting is serving. Abby Bones will serve. Serve into the Peyton Sack. Here's a drive by the Sting. Oh, and the Eagles, nobody up at the front of the net. Somebody was out of position there. And it's 16-10. Sting leading by 6. Serving is number 10, Abby Bones. The serve goes deep, and the Eagles decide to play it. Now Sack bumps it up too far, and then hitting it long was Bjørndal. Out of bounds, and that's a point for Lac Qui Valley. Shelstead and Abby Amlin come back into the mat, into the game. They're on the floor right now, 16-11. Can the Eagles rally here like the Vikings did last night against the Bears? The serve there by Shelstead. Play over, and the Eagles can't do it on the third hit. That was Bjørndal again. And the coaching staff for the Eagles talking with the girls on the floor here. 17-11. Who's going to get the 25 first? Sting serve. Oh, and the Mortensen and that hitter too high up. Right on the chin for Maya. And then that had to hurt. Now she's got a big smile on her face. She's tough. She's a Mortensen. Timeout by Amber Lee of the Eagles. We'll take a commercial break. 18-11 Sting here in set three. Sting lead 2-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089, with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski, wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul.
Paul Ramo back here at Granite Falls High School, Yellow Messon East High School, not Granite Falls High School. I'm in Granite Falls. Sting lead the Eagles 2-0. They won 25-20, 25-20. And right now the Sting on their way to winning set three, unless the Eagles can come back. They're down 19-11. Maya Sawatsky back in. Shelstead is out. Or that's Brooklyn Olsen, excuse me. Brooklyn Olsen was in there. 19-11 the score. Here's the serve by the Sting. Playing it up is Ludvigsen. To Sawatsky. Here's Amlin from the outside. She goes cross court. It's out of bounds. And it's 20-11. Number three for the Sting is Bailey Sneller, a senior. What an athletic career she's had at Yellow Mess Neath. She serves it long. Out of bounds. Sadie Zarbach is coming in for the first time tonight. Sadie Zarbach comes in for Amlin. And also coming in is number 9, Shayla Meyer. 20-12 the score. Eagles are serving. They have their work cut out for them now. They got their backs to the wall. Down 2 sets to none and down 20-12. Here's the serve by Sawatsky. Goes into Chevronay. She passes up to Stengel. And driving it over is Almec, but we're going to have a net violation on the Eagles. 21-12. Almec will serve. She has 8 kills in the match here for Almec. 21-12 the score. Almec waiting for the whistle. There it is. Here's a serve. Hit the net, goes over. That's playable. And playing it over was Zarbach. And now Zarbach with the dig and hits it over. But it went out of bounds. Nice effort there by Zarbach. She's just a sophomore. 22-12, 3 points away from a win here tonight for the Sting. Here's a serve by Almec. Goes into Shelstead. Sawatsky. Zarbach gets it over on the third hit. Back to the Sting side. A drive. Mortensen hits it high into the air. Shelstead digs it out too far. Sting play it. And here's a drive into Mortensen. Mortensen set, passes it up to Sawatsky. And Meyer gets it over. Here's Zarbach. Hits it way too long. And it's 23-12. 23-12 Sting. Here we go. Almec is serving. The serve goes into the back row. Playing it is Zarbach. Nice pass up to Sawatsky. And a drive over the net there by Lee. Back a return by Bailey Mortensen. And that hits point for the Eagles. So Maya Mortensen will serve. Kahn comes back in. Zarbach. Kahn. And number 9, Sophie Lee at the net. Eagles down by 10. Here's Mortensen's serve, and that's too long, and now it becomes match set here. Game set. 24-13. Next point for the Sting. They'll win the set and the match. Here's the serve by number 13, Bjørndal, in the Sawatsky, the set. Lee drives it over, and it's good for number 9, Sophie Lee. That's her second kill of the night. Still, match point, 24-14. Peyton Sachs comes in, and number 11, Carson Whitnable. Peyton will serve. Match point for the Sting. Peyton Sachs tosses the ball in the air, gets it over the net, and Sneller having trouble. Now they get it up the net, they get it over on the third hit. Peyton sets up Sawatsky with the set. Here's a drive from the outside, and it's good. Nice set by Sawatsky, and Carson Whitnable hammers it home. 24-15. Still match point for Yellow Medicine East. Here we go. The set. Drive. Over. Good. Point locked to Powell Valley. Nice serve by Peyton. Eagles not done yet. They're not going quietly. 24-16. Peyton Sachs serves again. This time it goes into the corner. Chevronay passes up to Stengel. Play at the net. Look out. And another point for the Eagles. They're fighting. The Eagles are fighting. 24-17. Sting lead. 2 sets to none. Match point again. 24-17 for the Sting. Sachs serves into the back row. Passes up to the center, Stengel. Here's a drive from the outside. Mortensen keeps it off the floor. Whitnable. Good! Carson Whitnable. How about the Eagles? They're going to pull a Minnesota Viking, Minnesota Viking win. 24-18. Peyton serves again. Here we go. Deep in the back row. Chevronet finally passes up to the net and sacked as it's Swatsky setting up. Mortensen from the middle of the floor gets it over. Match point. Drive good. That was number 10. 25-18. 25-18. The Sting win set three. And they win the match. Three sets to none over Lacapau Valley. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needle post-game show right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Is your home too hot in the summer or freezing in the winter? It's time for a change. At Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation in Cambie, we specialize in spray foam insulation that keeps your home comfortable all year round. Save on energy bills, reduce noise, and protect your home from the elements. Whether it's your attic, walls, or basement, Josh has you covered with eco-friendly, high-performance insulation. Call 507-829-9054 today for a free estimate and feel the difference. That's Christensen Spray Foam and Insulation in Cambie. That phone number again, 507-829-9054, or check them out on Facebook.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles Post Game Show. Paul Ramo here at Yellow Medicine East High School. And here's your final score. The Sting sweep the Eagles 3-0. First set, 25-20. Second set, 25-20. And the third set, 25-18. The Eagles fall to 0-4 on the season, and the Sting improved to 2-6. Up next for Lacapau Valley, they're going to host Tracy Milroy Ballatin on Thursday. Just some unofficial stats here for the Eagles. We got Abby Amlin with 5 kills, Sophie Lee with 2, Carson Whitnabel with 6, Callie Kahn, I got Callie for 9. Kills and a block. Maya Mortensen with 2 ace serves and a number of digs there for Maya. She played well. Just looking at my notes in set one when the Eagles lost 25-20, Abby Amlin had 4 kills in that set. She played well. Maya Mortensen played well in set two, even though they lost 25-20. She had a lot of outstanding digs in the back row, and then the Sting. Well, they just got off to a big lead there in set three, and the Eagles couldn't recover from that. So they lose 3-0. Other scores in the Camden Conference tonight, RCW swept the Blackjacks 3-0. McRae and Cambie, they're in a 4th set. They're both state ranked. McRae ranked number 9, Cambie ranked number 6 in Class A. And McRae leading Cambie now 2-1. In the 4th set, and looks like McRae's leading in that 4th set right now, 19-12. Lakeview beat Hortonville 3-1. That's a final. Another final from Mineota High School, the number 1 ranked team in Class A, the Mineota Vikings, swept Central Minnesota Christian 25-22, 25-9, and 25-13. KMS leading Tracy Milroy Ballatin, the Eagles' next opponent, 2-1. That's being played in Tracy. Those are your updates here in the Camden Conference. Should mention football. We will be at La Caprile Valley Friday night when the Dawson Boyd Black Jets come to La Caprile Valley to take on the Eagles in football in the kickoff at 7 o'clock on Friday. You hear that football game right here on Q92. For the Yellow Medicine East Sting, I got Elena Olmec leading the Sting in kills with 9. Abby Bones, she had 9 as well. But I'm going to give the Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game to number 15, Elena Olmec, the senior outside hitter for the Sting. She gets a T-shirt from Neon Needles in Dawson. She's our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game. JV, La Caprile Valley JV, won 2 sets to 1 tonight. Some exciting JV action. La Caprile took the first set 26-24. Wyoming took the second set 27-25. Eagles took the third set 15-13. That's in JV action. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. And thanks to Phil back at the studio for working the board. And with that, we'll see you Thursday from Dawson Boyd High School when the Blackjack volleyball team hosts the number one ranked team, Minnesota Vikings, 7:15 serve there on Thursday. Once again, your final score here in Granite Falls, Yellow Medicine East 3, La Caprile Valley nothing. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.